Mondays and Fridays, it is always a pleasure to welcome Brother Johnny today from New Orleans. Johnny.
TVJ, we're down here with the women's NCAA.
Can't hear you. Johnny, are you there?
Four.
There you are. How are you?
I'm good. You got me?
Yep, I got you. Mike, are you in Naples?
I'm in Naples right now, yeah.
Great to have both of you here. I am overlooking, I'm right behind home plate in Busch Stadium. It is opening day. It is just a gorgeous morning. The grounds crew already out sweeping around home plate, getting ready for batting practice. The game doesn't start till 3:15. Mike, there's something about opening day in baseball, and the Cardinals embrace it. It's something here.
Well, it is. I mean, as much as we like to think that there are other sports that are a national pastime, baseball still is. And I think that there's more excitement about, I don't know, I mean, with the salaries, maybe it's changed a little bit, but there's always more excitement about the baseball season than any other season, I think.
Boy, it's getting a long season to me, Steve, starts in April.
Yeah,
but,
you're right.
They already play four or five games, huh?
Yeah, Cardinals are 3-3. They scored 14 runs yesterday in San Francisco, won 14-3. So
wow.
The mood around here is pretty good. Cardinals had a 9-run fourth inning. Amazing against a great pitcher, Matt Cain. But I tell you, Mike, around here, of course, there's a lot of talk of Stan Musial. And I was talking to some Cardinal people, and I said, listen, Mike Ditka was influenced by Stan Musial and the way he treated fans. I said, Mike is a tremendous advocate of the fan and is so gracious. And all the times Johnny and I have been with you, Mike, you've been so good to the fans. And I say, you know, very well that Stan Musial might have had that template that Mike adopted.
Well, you know, I was just thinking the other day, and I happened to be laying in bed in my home in Florida, and in my bedroom I got a big picture, a big painting of Stan. He signed to me, autographed it to me, and it's one of the great pictures, and it has a lot of his records on the, you know, on the painting, but also this man was a baseball player. I mean, that's what he was meant to be. But what a gentleman he was, and what a respect he had for the game and the fans. That was the most incredible thing. He always took time to be nice to the people who helped pay his salary.
Well, Johnny, doesn't Mike Ditka do that too?
Sure. No, that's great, and it's it's part of a real legacy, I think, and I think it just shows really the character of a guy and a lot of respect for that.
But we can say where have all the heroes gone? We look at Willie Mays the same way. I mean, these guys were really, really great with the people. I mean, great with the fans, and they gave back. And I look at some modern athletes today, and they ought to go back and take a lesson from some of these older guys. Because without the fans, again, the game's out, over. They turn out the lights, it's over. So wake up.
But it shows a certain appreciation, and I think a humility, Steve, that you don't see as much in some of the players. But
yeah.
but it's great to have a guy like Mike, and of course, I guess Stan Musial, who I never met. But those are the guys that are the role models, and I think that's what really makes sports so valuable. It's such a good thing because people do look up to that.
Absolutely.
So it's a great positive force.
There's only one Stan the Man.
Well, maybe it's because Stan the Man and Mike Ditka and these guys that came up through the early days when they had to actually get a job outside of sports and they lived through a depression and a world war, and there's more appreciation for the things they have and earned based on their experiences. Now, it's like a guy comes through, he's playing AAU ball, he's been coddled since he was six, he makes a lot of money, he says, get out of my face, I don't have time for you. There's not that foundation that perhaps your generation has.
Yeah, I think it's true. They don't have to really associate with a lot of other people, except people in their business. I mean, their salaries are so much. I mean, they're very much self-sufficient. They don't have to go find a part-time job.
And it is a lifetime thing, Stevie. I think you're right. You start out when people recognize a talent, and you're kind of like the star all the way. But yeah, maybe that's part of it. It's just we take more things for granted now, I think, and that's never good. I think we need to appreciate every day.
Johnny, you know something about building an organization. Mike does as well with his restaurants. You know, people make it happen. I tell you what, every time I've come to St. Louis and met people within this organization, I think the guy hosing down the seats this morning is as happy as the general manager. It's amazing how positive the feel of this ballpark at Busch is.
Well, yeah. Well, St. Louis is a great sports town, guys. I mean, I like I said, I grew up, you know, being a great fan of the Cardinals because of Stan. But I mean, that's a great sports town. You know, they embraced football. They did. They embraced everything. I mean, they had two baseball teams at one time, where that's pretty hard to do. See, Chicago, New York, yeah, I can understand that. And L.A., but St. Louis had two too.
Well, and they do seem to have a great organization there with the baseball team, obviously. And that's part of it, I guess, Steve, is that positive from top to bottom. And that makes a winner. We call that a winner.
Well, it's just fun to be around because there's so much energy and the belief that things good will happen here. It seems that when the Cardinals are down two in the seventh, they believe they can rally. If the Cubs are down two in the seventh, guys calling them bums.
How about if they're up three in the ninth, though, Steve?
Well, when the Cubs are down in the ninth, they bring in Marmol, they go down more.
Well, what did you say about the Cubs and being a fan of the Cubs in June? What did you tell me one time?
Well,
you said?
It helped for me because that's the busy season, and the season's over in June, Steve. But hopefully not this year. They're hitting the baseball. They got some talent up there, so we just need to finish the game, Mike. That's all.
It's tough. I mean, and I'm sure they're shaking their heads and looking for answers too right now. But you know, when you rely on, you know, you play a pretty good game, and then you go into the late innings and you bring in your relief pitching, and bam. Ball goes out of the park twice, you're in trouble.
Well, they told Marmol he's no longer the closer after that, I don't think. I think they pulled him.
But you know what? If they pulled him, how much money is he making?
Yeah.
Would you pay that money for that kind of production?
No,
I wouldn't.
No.
I don't care what the reputation is or what your name is or how good you're supposed to be. If you can't prove it on a pretty consistent basis, I don't understand it. Why they pay these guys this kind of money.
What Amazing. Was the latest, Steve? There was a big contract in baseball.
Well, you had the signing of the pitcher in Detroit, and this guy, Mike, he's certainly one of the best guys, there's no question, but I did the figuring on $180 million. Verlander, the pitcher of Detroit, $180 million. Mike, he makes, this is based on production and no injuries, he makes $7,100 a pitch, whether it's a home run or a strike. It's crazy.
I'd take that for two innings. I would be happy to do that.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable, Johnny. I mean, at some point, people are going to say, I can't afford the hot dog anymore.
Well, I think that there is probably a limit somewhere because someone ends up having to pay for that one way or another. So how far can it go? That's a lot of money. And so, but it's been headed that way. We say it every year. And we just keep paying, what's beer now, $12 sometimes.
Well, so, I guess you it's kind of like going to the movies and you say, I'm not paying $11 for a bucket of popcorn unless I'm at the movies. And I'm going, why would I pay $11? But I guess people just get into the flow here. So you buy some beers. Cardinals are one of the only professional organizations that allow you to bring in food and beverage. Amazing.
Well, that's good. I know a lot of fans appreciate that, too.
No question about it. It's Mike Ditka, brother Johnny. I'm live at Busch Stadium watching the ground crew water the field. This is so cool. I want to talk about the national championship game. It's Louisville and Michigan. And Mike Tirico, ESPN, came out and started talking about how hard it is to shoot in a big dome. Johnny's been talking about that for 20 years. More on that coming up next from Flooring Services. We are live in St. Louis, Busch Stadium. It's opening day 2013. I'm Stevie J. It's ESPN 93.5 and the new Sunny 95.3. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans. Mike Ditka in Naples, Florida. And I got to talk about this national title game before we let you guys get out of here. It's national title game tonight is Louisville and Michigan. Mike, what do you see in this basketball game tonight?
Well, you know, I really don't know. You know, I don't see how they can beat Louisville, but then again, it's basketball. Anybody can do anything on any given day. And I got to give Michigan a lot of credit. I really do. for doing what they've done so far. But Louisville, to me, is the best team in the tournament.
I think I agree with Mike, but I think Michigan's going to win the game because they're lucky, Steve. And they're quick, and they're strong, and when they're playing well, they're very, very good. And they kind of hit a little bit of a year-end kind of down cycle, and here they are back. And so I'm going to say Michigan will win. And I, you know, go Big Ten, rah, rah. That's the way I got it. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's, like,
it's Michigan.
Michigan might,
it's still Michigan.
It's an intense rival for us through the years.
it is crazy, but I am kind of rooting for the conference as well. I tell you, Johnny, Mike Tirico came out from ESPN. He's a Syracuse guy because he graduated from there, and he's talking about depth perception and the struggling playing basketball in a big dome. How long have you been saying this?
Well, it's just the statistics. And I remember the first time I saw that, Stevie, in Central Illinois, we have a town called Cerro Gordo, and they play in little gyms like Philo sometimes, and they made it to the assembly hall, and those poor guys could not hit the rim in that game. And I thought, yeah, we were all cheering for them, a local team, and they couldn't hit the rim. And they just, you have to adjust. It's not that it can't be done. It's just you have to adjust for it. And I've said, and it hurt our team that was such a good team, that three-point shooting team with D. Brown and Darren, and we went 9-for-40 in the championship game. Yeah. And I think we were one of the better shooting teams. And it's just going to take that percentage off. When you look at the stats of the games in the domes, it just knocks it off about 30%. You're less accurate. So the bigger teams like UConn, Syracuse, that Michigan or North Carolina team, those bigger inside teams have a little bit of an edge because you're kind of changing the game and it changes the outcome. So it's a point to be made, but that's the way it is. Now, the women, Steve, UConn is playing Louisville. So Louisville,
yeah,
could come away with two national championships tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They're playing in the basketball arena that the Hornets play in.
Oh.
And so that's a different deal. They're back in,
right,
that basketball venue.
Right.
But that's fun to watch. Mike, the girls play pretty tough. Those women are getting better and better.
Yeah, and they really do. And I don't see how they can beat Connecticut, but maybe they can.
But what do you think about Mark Cuban, Stevie, and the possibly drafting the first woman player in the NBA? I don't know about that.
I think it'll sell tickets, Mike. I do think it'll sell tickets.
Yeah, I think that's about what it'll do. It'll sell tickets, but I don't think it'll work.
Well, I can't see you put a man-to-man defense, one of the guys, on one of the girls. I just don't know how well they're going to be able to do.
Well, they can't call man-to-man. They got to call man-to-man and
man-to-woman. That's true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, different terminology.
Person to person.
I don't know. Mark Cuban's he's a Barnum and Bailey guy. He's a good showman. And I don't know if he really believes she can play. We're talking about the center from Baylor, who's dominant in women's basketball. She's really good. I don't know if she can play in the NBA, but certainly it will sell tickets and get a lot of attention. It's Masters Week, Mike. Both you and Johnny have played at Augusta. This is a great week in golf.
Yeah, I think when you what you see on TV is not what's at Augusta. And John will tell you the same thing. The difference in elevation and the way the greens are phenomenal. I mean, if you don't hit it in the right place on the green, if you hit it in the wrong place, I guess, you're not going to two-putt it. I mean, that's just all there is to it. Now, the pros can, but you, the average guy, is not going to do it. It's a phenomenal layout. I mean, and the the up and downs are much greater. It looks very flat on TV, but there's a lot up and down.
Well, there's places around the green that you cannot see the flag. I'm talking about the edge
absolutely.
Of the green.
You can be in the trap and not see the flag.
You can't. It's too high. It's fantastic.
Does Tiger win it?
I think right now he's got to be the odds-on favorite. Anybody that puts the ball good. I think you look at a Steve Stricker. You look at guys like this. I mean, I really think it comes down to the greens, hitting the green, but mostly putting the greens.
Yeah, Johnny, you brought that golf course to its knees with your Calamity Jane, Johnny.
Yes,
you really did putt well.
Well, that's interesting, Steve, because Calamity Jane was what they call Bobby Jones golf club, and it's a little blade putter that I've collected some of them because Spalding started selling them in 1930. after Jones retired. Now, Bobby Jones never went pro, but he was one of the best golfers of all time. And the Masters is from Bobby Jones inviting the best golfers and his friends to golf with him. He designed the golf course and helped build it, and that was kind of his legacy to the game, this Augusta golf course, Bobby Jones. And the Masters came from him inviting his friends each year to play together. Wow. And now it's one of the best tournaments in the world.
That's good.
Yeah. And you did, and truly, you did putt well with that Calamity Jane. That
unbelievable. In fact, it was a little bit eerie.
Well, I'll tell you what, he brought English Turn to its knees.
Yeah. I think maybe that the one I had may have been carved out of the root of one of the trees or something out there.
You told me that story, too.
Hey, guys, I'll call you on Friday, and we'll talk Masters and other stuff in the news, but... thanks for joining me live at Busch Stadium. Mike, you're the best. I appreciate it. Johnny, you're the best. Thanks for being on every week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Mike, who does the Cardinals got? Who do we play today?
Got Cincinnati. They're crazy good with that closer. We'll see what happens.
All right. Go Cards and have a good
Thanks, Johnny. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you. See ya. Thanks.
Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, Mondays and Fridays. And we appreciate our sponsors. It's Flooring Surfaces. Reminding you to shop local first. It's Flooring Surfaces. Say hey to Kevin Appleby for me. Also, Max Twin City Recycling and Lance Heating and Cooling. We got news coming up in just a couple of moments. Mike Claiborne is here. He's going to join us after 8. But, Mike, before we get to the news, let me just talk to you just a little bit about driving to St. Louis yesterday. It's a 45-minute inning. I thought Matt Cain's going to throw a perfect game. What the heck happened? The Cardinals got 9 in the fourth.
They had the level of field again. They ran all the dirt out of the base pass. I've never seen anything like it. It was, you know, you just have those moments when the good pitchers give it up early. And, you know, you always hear that term, if you don't get to them early, you got no shot. And I think we saw that yesterday.
I don't know what you do if Matt Adams keeps hitting. I mean, didn't you sign a guy named Craig?
It's a good thing. It's, you know what? We'll find a spot for him. I mean, it's a great situation where you can find it. If you can find enough at-bats for him, he'll be fine. His value will only go up. There'll be a place for Matt Adams in the big leagues.
I was happy with 3-3 with that road trip.
Considering where, you know, two teams that are projected to be in postseason play at this early stage, I agree with you. And it doesn't get any easier because, in case you haven't heard, this bunch from Cincinnati is pretty good.
Does Chapman throw 103 or 104?
I saw him throw 104 once. And I've never seen anybody throw that hard. And he's got that effortless delivery.
He's like 6'11", and he's long as a spaghetti.
Yeah, he's something to watch. And I remember the first time he was here. He threw a warm-up pitch of 102 miles an hour, and the catcher had to reach out and almost took his shoulder with him. I mean, he's special. There's no doubt about it. He's gotten better at his breaking ball. Every pitch is at 100-plus miles an hour. But, you know, when you're throwing a slider at 96, I mean, you know.
I would just, Mommy, please don't hit me.
Exactly. Mm. You want to get out of the way. And that's one of the things. I think if he really wants to have impact, he needs to drill a guy from time to time just to let everybody know he doesn't have as much control as you may think.
Mike Claiborne, he's going to be on with the boys, Tay and Jay, this season. We got to have you back because you say two or three memorable things a show.
Well, I only come on because Lon Tay's got a wonderful wife. That's the only reason. I don't know what she saw in that guy, but I'll tell you this. Gene Tay is a terrific person. The youngster is outstanding. How Lon got in that mix, I have no clue. And Jeremy, I don't know what the deal is with him, but he won't even come to St. Louis, by the way.
Well, he's been wanting to broadcast from Busch Stadium. He said you're going to set him up at Shannon's.
Yeah, come on over.
I ate at Shannon's in Edwardsville. Did you know that?
You've been over? I have not.
There last night.
I haven't been there yet because I was in spring training when it opened, and I'm looking forward to getting over there this weekend. Yeah,
very nice. Had the chicken wings for the appetizer, had the Shannon burger, and it's pretty darn good. Fries are great. Shannon's is beautiful. Just too bad he didn't have any memorabilia. I mean, how many baseballs can a guy have?
Well, you think about it. He's got a whole garage full. He's been getting autographs all of his life, so in knowing that one day he would open up another place, so it's good.
It's a beautiful place. It smells new as well. I mean, it really has that new feel.
to it? That new car smell?
Yeah, that new lumber smell to it. So, well, Mike Claiborne's here. We're going to talk some more, get into the nuts and bolts of the Cardinals personnel and what kind of chance they have this year. But I'm telling you, some early indications that Matt Carpenter's going to bat .857. That's his batting average against Matt Cain. Is that the guy?
Incredible. But, you know, there's always one guy that owns a very good pitcher, and Carpenter is the guy for Matt Cain.
It's unbelievable. He's one of the best pitchers.
I'm surprised he doesn't hit him. Get it over with. Yeah. I'd rather hit him compared to letting him hit one in the gap.
I mean, tell you what, Cain, Matt's 6 out of 7, I think it's 8. An .857 average. More with the Claves coming up here. Mike Claiborne, broadcaster, St. Louis Cardinals. We're live at Busch Stadium. Thank you for listening. I will snap a few photos here. We'll put them on Facebook/ESPNCU. I will, text just in from Jean Tay. She says, tell Mike thanks.
Aww.
You're welcome, Jean.
And talk about marrying over your head, right?
Listen. Lon should never play the Powerball. He's already won.
All right. Gene, thanks for the text. I mean, this whole immediate stuff, this whole social media, unbelievable. All right, 800, find them online, TeamKay.com. I'm Stevie J, live at Busch Stadium. It's opening day. The Cardinals and Reds, all kinds of ceremonies and pep rallies planned today in downtown St. Louis. A beautiful sun-filled sky. We'll be back after Fox News next. Don't go away, Mike.